you?
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yes.
I'm happy. Always happy. If you have chance to get up, it's nice. This time you are more fewer.
Yeah, more or less.
Few.
Yeah, there are some who are doing university exams here or like college exams.
Because I noticed that you want to this class. The previous year we had here also some more.
Yeah, that was more because we did like invited many new from other temples as well. Mm-hmm. This time it's only from this temple. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because this time is a marathon time.
Yeah.
Marathon. Marathon is the power to this massive conversation. I was in the US. We started in the US and spread the conversation. But this one we were saying that the first book disclosure we achieved that. First. And what is another book? And we have that stuff. The first something about this in the world. So tell me that book distribution is very, very important. So Prabhupada took it from there, because this is Chitambara's movement. So Prabhupada, you know this movement, you know that Chaya is this very fine. He started his movement as a Islam, book distribution. When he was going to America, he did not. He was very pale of that. And he probably didn't have any master. Everything became manifest afterwards. So, good solution. Very important. And probably the first thing is the good books. It's the good books. It's the good books. Especially in this December, I was telling him the truth. With my son 10 days. Marathon, I have a special chapter. I don't know what it is. But during marathon, I have a special chapter. I was just good more views and other times to me. I don't know why. Then he thought that put special chapter in this one. Whenever I get to the street, when I stretch my hand to the body, I will take it with me. See, the very strange experience, I always look for December to come to the It's sweet. And we don't have regular technical worship. Because you have to leave area, you know. Usually, Sunday time is after Bhagavatam, Prasadam, and all those things. But during the marathon time, 6 o'clock, you're out, and you come back 10 in the night. In the whole day, book distribution. Just like when Krishna used to go to the college with the cowboy boys, and go very early in the morning, they carry the lunch bag. And they have. Each while they're playing the chorus. So, marathon is the same time. Very sweet period. You take the spirit of giving more blessing. Very sweet. Very sweet. Everybody is happy about it. and this is what the book is. The book grows in thousands. So just 1 month, the book preached and preached is devoted for 1 month. It's more than the book is devoted for the whole year. So Martin Peter has a special chapter to preach and send it to my wonderful experience. But why we should read this book to us? Why is it so important? There are already so many books in the market. So many books are there. Why is so much about our own books? These books are not ordinary, not ordinary books. And it is not about just selling books to make money. It is not. So the Baptist of Sakura Prabhupada says, let all the books in the world be thrown into the sea. Finished. We will not worry about anything. We will be happy. Provided there is only one power. It is important. That books have no value. Because the water may not ordinary is the personage of God himself. Bhagavatam and Krishna himself, not the world. So to keep out Krishna conscious books, the Prabhupada has put all the Bhagavatam in small books, tightly differently, varieties, all that is in from Bhagavatam and oh, and then from other Upanishads. All the books are about Krishna. What is Krishna? Krishna and Krishna devotees. Bhagavad Gita is spoken directly by Krishna. The Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna by his devotees. So it's sweet. When the devotees are speaking about Krishna, it's sweet. Then Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam says every page of Bhagavatam is Krishna. So if you give somebody Krishna, a book of Krishna, a book, that means you have given Krishna. So those are very intelligent, those are very civilized. They say that the best gift you can give to someone is what? Best gift. Knowledge. If you give someone knowledge, they are liberating that person in eternity. And which book that have the knowledge? It's Bhagavad Gita. So the highest gift for humanity at large is the distribution of Krishna consciousness. And it is said that if you give a gift of Bhagavatam on the full moon day, you are liberated. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. Last month, you went to Kati. The Sahib of Professor Maharaj encouraged all the disciples to give Bhagavatam as a gift. And me, I got some. I got 3 sets, Bhagavatam, as a part of the practice of Bhagavatam. I got 3 sets, which is very nice. Yesterday I was arranging and sending to the gift. See, it's the highest gift you can give to someone. So, There is meaning to everything that we do. Everything. If an adult is distributing books, that's a different level. It's different. In America, I would say one of the first child in this world Saraswati. It's not so that Maladevi is the least for us. So what is happening to us? What is happening to us? When the parents are going to say, she wants to take a book. She will be good more than the parents. Because she says, it's one day, I'm short. See, I know philosophy, it's one day, like, what philosophy is in our society? What philosophy is in our society? What But, people are surprised, very happy to see. See, take me home and give it to you. It's good for you. And people are taking the food. So why people took the food? Who had the bread? The bread you have to speak philosophy to you. It's good enough. But it's a big child who wants to get it for you. And people are amazing. They take the food. Satisfied. Now it's a big deal.
I saw her last 2004.
So when youths are disputing books, they have more different level. There's a different level. The people see you like this in the street and so what do you know about this? Hey, this is good for you. Take it. Okay. And I tell you, from experience for years of this, you get more purification in this book. You get more purification.
Why?
There's a lot of temptations here. You get a lot of challenges. So you get more purification if you disagree with us. People will challenge you. Many temptations. One day I went to, I said, I mentioned one very good. I'll tell you that now. One day I was in Sankita. I have a table that has many books all over the table. A military man came and he saw me standing here. People are passing. I took a very busy place and I'm going to a very busy place. People are coming, they will see what is happening. They are talking. They will be and listen. So this day, the next one came for asking what is the word. I will try to introduce the most happy agent that this is a good one. As I was introducing the voice, the man told me, ah, this thing is coming from here. But this thing is coming from here. I said, excuse me, sir. I am based on our business is to distribute this knowledge. I don't want to be a practicing away from here. Just practicing this. I didn't do that. I just followed my hands and started chanting in my mind. I was chanting. So he pulled out his cane. He pulled out his cane and he was losing it. Means he's going to be here. As you were looking at, many people will cut down. Our very tiny inside town. He was a see me sitting, I was standing there, observing. But somehow, before we finish, I saw some of the angels walk into the crowd. He is a higher officer. And he came to me and asked me, "You know this man?" I said, "No." "You see, you want to meet me." "For what?" "I don't know." So he took the man in his car, opened the boot, and put it in his pocket, and drove out there. When he did that, all the boots I had was me, people buy all of them. Do you know why I succeeded? Do you know why I succeeded? Do you know why I succeeded?
Because of surrender.
Surrender. I did not protest. I didn't protest. I didn't challenge him back. I surrendered myself. He has shouted back at him and tried to defend myself and see how I'm so special, coming from special society with a special message. Christian will assure me now. But so special. And because surrender of Krishna came. And the man was different. Because of that, I finished all the books I had left in there. So, science is a beautiful place. And it's ready to face challenges if you want to get beautiful. If you can stand it, very fast, very fast, very fast. And if you want to dismantle nicely, you must chant some rounds before you go out. Even if you don't complete 16, but you must do some chant. If you don't do that before you go out, you have difficulties later. Very difficulties. Another day I went to Sunday. To a very bad day, I'll tell you. The first person who approached me when I introduced the boots, somebody took the boot. He gave me money less than the price. I refused. The whole of that day, I didn't dispute money. This guy was angry with me. I was the first person who took the book from me, and he gave me less money. I'm the first person. I'm beginning with less collection. I wanted more money. So Christian was not happy. When I took the book back from the person, Every single person I met that day was doing well. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, another day. Throughout the whole day, I was tired. I feel very bad. And I promise I will never do this again. Never do this again. So the first person who approach you, even if you have a price on the thing, when you announce the offer, you take it. Don't refuse. The next person, Christian Lavelli, the next person will give you more than even treble the price. So it is not so ordinary thing like that to go to the street and start with the super. Be careful that Christian is watching and seeing all of you. a sin on the field. And a sin how we are delivered. How we are difficult. It shows in our prayers. Because we are representing the movement, we are representing the movement. It is not organizing. It is a very powerful process. So take the books. With the giant vibration, some rounds, or completely. Then you go out. Don't go alone. You can best get to best prayer. We should maintain it in process. But always together. Very important. Very powerful. We are together. I face a lot of challenges and challenges. Lots. These are just few. There are many. But if there are two, you are okay. And you maintain the students. Maintain so that they are always together. So being two does not mean that two to be booked to one person. It doesn't mean that. One person, we have given the book to somebody, you don't give the book to the same person. Sometimes you want to do that. Now it's not good. You give to another person. We can move to another person. And speak very nicely. Because they're representing the movement. People are watching the movement clearly. How will you respond to people's behavior to us? You can tell how we are being trained in the movement. If we are if your movement is volunteer, it will show by how you react to people's approach to you. To be respectful, at the same time, to remain very fixed. And to know why we are there. We want to be good. That is the goal. Don't waste time with somebody who will want to ask you the whole of our bitter process. For 1 minute. Don't waste time with such a person. You can meet them. You can meet them. All you need to start from the meeting now. They will have talked about. Today, we want to meet many of the communities. So, since you're so interested, I'll come and meet you in our future house. Or you can but now we don't spend more than 5 minutes. And then the school books, by the time we finish, we feel very happy. Very happy. And we can ask, how do you do this? And we can say, how do you do that? That's all, yes. 50 years. And next time I will give you 50 years. Become very nice to see in sweet. So what do you do? And enjoy the life of this universe. You be happy. Like it is.
Question?
Is your? Yes. Is your? How many have been through before? How many have been through this before?
I know they are resident. You're like your experience Sankirtan devotee you did for so many years. We have recently started a new team for this book distribution, Devkinandan and some of us. But the main issue that the team gets is that they don't know how really to interact with the people. How to deal with the people, what to say. And like
they are a bit like hesitant to deal into the public, like they are a bit young and some are elders. So any tip about that?
Yes. First thing you must chant is the first thing. Second thing, you know you are going to meet people. So the book you are going to disclose, try to understand what the book is talking about. So how are you? You should know the book is professional yoga. People are aware of different yoga. So you're going to meet someone who is professional yoga. You don't need to preach the word of it to the person. This which we don't have time to study all the data is difficult. We don't have the time, we don't have the intelligence to understand. Circumstances is not suitable. So the book teaches about the yoga of loving Krishna. If you take it, it helps you to understand how one can develop a lot of work. The person, yeah, I really love God, so really love. If you actually love God, you will like, you will not be tired of hearing about it. The person you love. That shows that you really love God. If you really have the love of God, this is part of the circle. You don't be tired hearing about the person you love. So this is adding to what you want to talk. I'm not sure only one motivation show for 5% those be the steps. If you give 5 to one person, 4 to one person, I don't know the titles you have. Don't give 4 to one person. Let them go through it and select the one they want to follow. That would be, yes. This is the thing of visuals. This is the thing of visuals, the thing of knowledge. It's very joyful that you, Christian council is very joyful that you. The joyful activity is not our physical activity. It will be joyful when we within a 10-year. So this book gives the formula to be pure in a 10-year. When you are speaking like this, sincerely in our minds, and wishing the person to tell. When you give the book to the person and you are speaking, don't take the book from, let the book be in the person's hand. Don't take it back. Let the book be with the person in the hand while they're talking. Don't just talk about the book to the person's hand. Any person you are talking to, their book should be in the person's hand. And Papa will continue with the rest. Your introduction, come out, but the problem will continue because the book is in the person's hand. So you will find it difficult to talk about that. It will take some. In this way, you can distribute the books. If you're not convinced about what you are doing, if you don't affect the person, do the most. Yes, sir. Things will have a way. So you're convinced, you know what you're doing, you're going to have a genuine thing. You're enthusiastic. Your enthusiasm will affect the person you are doing, you're talking about. It doesn't matter the use. 我们说到了三个字，自己，那你的资金，你说是比较，你按照个人的资金来说，一个年龄不同的岁数。
The person
who has taken the book, he doesn't read it, and is keeping the book in his house. Does the person benefit? Yes. Yes, there are so many wonderful stories about the people taking the books, keep in your house, you didn't read it. Someone in the house read the book and became a devotee and made that person. It's always important. Somebody, so Prabhupada calls it time bomb. There are somebody time bomb. Time bomb. What does it mean?
It activates at the right time.
Yes. Somebody, the book is lying there. One day, someone will tell you, take it. And read it. Ah, this book is here. Look at the news. My brother first of all saw the advert advertising is coming. I didn't see my brother saw. And he told me, there is Indian society, I just saw. Just go on. Then we went to the town. I became a devotee when we didn't know that. So he is the one who introduced it. And then we all went to the temple. But he didn't take the Krishna, right? So he benefited me from his union with Muhammad. But many beautiful pastimes, the proper books. If the person read it, wonderful. If the person did not read it, someone, either a friend, will come and read it. One devotee, he went to a bar, they're selling drinks. About long time, at the same time, but drinking all night. So he went to the bar and distributed money. Somebody collected the book. While he was drinking, he left the book on the table there and left. He didn't take the book home, but he took the book from the Sankita devotee and left it there on the table after the drink left. Someone came after him, saw that book, and took it to the community. And the person is a Muslim. When he became a devotee, he's a Muslim. You see, if he didn't take that book, the person who took it from him, he paid for the book, but he left it there on the table. Krishna used him to favor someone else. So he will get benefit from that person becoming a devotee. You benefit from it. So we should be encouraged to this one because even the already, as far as you take it, some people are. something wonderful about it. You miss your children. One day you don't know how your kids got lost. That's an apple. I'm not saying we are offending the name, so the big one will disappear, get lost. That is one way. You will not make advancement. And we will get the result of chanting the Holy Name. The result of chanting the Holy Name is Christian prayer. Fellow operators. But after that, we will look at nothing else. Because we are facing several days. So the consequences for our and we can also lose the whole Christian concept. By offending the motives, which are deities, personality. People go to the holy places and make a para. Instead of getting purified, they get terrible sickness and disease. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. So, you should be careful of whatever it is.
Sometimes when we go for book distribution and we are giving the books to people, there are some who just abuse us. So how should we react with them? Or like the abusing us, how should we react?
Instead of abusing, it's okay. So we have to do that. Just like told you, the nature of challenges. If somebody abusing you, you should know this person is. Don't react negatively. Don't. To smile. To thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. Just tell the person. If you smile with the person will be very disturbed. If you're very disturbed, you'll be surprised. The person will come back and be looking for you. I tell you, sir. And buy it. See, sometimes it's all true. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. And continue with me. Don't be disturbed that, I'm getting a lot of insult. Don't feel that. Don't feel that. All vivification. If you want to help people, you should be ready to suffer. If you don't want to suffer, don't help people. And you can't help people. If you want to help people, you should be ready to suffer. People don't insult the Prabhupada. They didn't insult Muhammad, Jesus. They didn't. Adidas. They didn't. But Jesus has got to tackle Prabhupada in Vrindavan. He didn't call it down and he was stoning him. That's in Vrindavan, not in the world. In Vrindavan. But it didn't stop. could have eaten up the warriors, taken up by the Torah. Why? You're preaching. You're preaching. Who are you to come and tell me to stop what I'm doing? Who are you to tell me that? Don't you know we are the one in charge of this place? You've never been belong to us. He started chasing me to another and had a life. We're learning. Again, I said, you're a fool. You don't know that we, because of now we're here, it's on our house. What do you think you can run? We'll get you. For somebody is out here, don't worry about it. No, I'm afraid to talk about it. You seem happy, so smile. Tell the person, thank you, sir. God bless you. If you do it genuinely, you will affect the person. In fact, if someone insults you, this is from this way. Someone insults you, and you're not angry, you're happy. All the bad things in you will be transferred to that person. And the good thing that person will be transferred to you automatically, very much. It's good for the impression. You get purified. If you react negatively to the person, you will not be purified. Be tolerant. And people will be affected by it.
Is there any difference between doing her now and book distribution?
Yes. If you're doing her now, would that book be useless? So give me books. You would distribute more books on her now because her now has a lot of potency. Don't affect it. Even people who don't want to buy alone on Helen, that will get people to take the importance of the name. We should distribute this along with Helen. Let's see. This morning, the prophet said the Chitana cult is to distribute the holy name. We're preaching, distribute the holy name. So there are two goes together. People do books in the holy name. The two goes together. And yet we are adding prasadam to it. That's perfect. It's complete. Prasadam is in the holy name with them. Finish. You should not just change the holy name. Because when you change the holy name, people want to know what is this? What is it? This is a special quality it's from us. You see, so many people, they do so many rituals. But if you ask them, why are you doing this? They don't know. But here, everything we do, we have explanation. The books are there to show you exactly what they're doing. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna mantra? Sarvata Kritayam Purumai. Krishna says, always you chant. That's what I do. We're following the Sankara. Because it's very purifying and it's the religion for this age. So we have the books go back to what we're doing. You become more authoritative in what you do. The books for authority that support what you are doing. So check it when you can come to see it and you can go see it. Everything we're doing is authorized in this text. Sometimes I ask one on this seven. Balaji, in Puja, very beautifully demonstrated. I don't know. When you finish all of it. So, my friend, you are so experienced. Yes. This is so treasure. This is how we channel. This is what my interest dreads. Brahmana. So, are you sure what you are doing will take you to heaven? He was not prepared for that question, so he didn't answer me. He was embarrassed. Are you sure what you are doing is important enough to take you to heaven? I didn't take you to look at the girl that is. For heaven. Are you sure he will take it to heaven? You don't know why they're doing that. You just don't know. Because we have to just to forgive our books for people. We should read ourselves and give them out. If I didn't read the books, you'll be intuitive to me because we know the value, we know the society, and all the suffering. So, the Prabhupada said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 12, text 12, chapter 8. Here, Krishna gave 20 items to religion. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The 20 items. So one of the items is ahimsa. The Prabhupada is he explained ahimsa is not just not doing harm to somebody. The whole world is suffering. If you don't preach Krishna consciousness, you go without doing, you are imbalanced. You are balanced. You don't preach Krishna consciousness. We are committing violence. So we should preach. Hare Krishna devotee, you are an automatic preacher. Because what you do is open, and people ask, what is this I mean? You speak. So what is it you put in a head? What is it? You have to speak. Right? What is this you have in your hand? You have drugs inside. In South Africa, you have to preach. You only bring a bit. You have to preach. What is this? You have to preach. The third drop is that. You preach. So you are very open. You are open. You will ask you, what are you doing? What is this? You preach. So we are naturally preachers, how to preach. And the preach should understand what is our book. So we should read it to the tell people. It's not going to be anything. We are preachers, to preach.
Maharaj, regarding our attire, when we are going to Harinam, should we remain in our Buddhist quota or we can wear?
Better to wear the Buddhist quota aside. You look more angelic when you're on the side of your body or chillax. You look very angelic before you. When you can play with that, whatever you want to play. You can change what I'm out, what the trouser. You can do that, but do not. So nice. You look beautiful when you are in the kitchen side, you are pure in the streets. You look beautiful. You will see, oh, I'm going to come. That's what happened.
So nice day that I can go to the Saturday.
A soldier can shoot, but not only when they put on uniform. The experience is already there. But when they put on the uniform, they have authority. Nobody will ask you, why? Because the uniform is there, police or soldiers, the uniform is there, police or soldiers, authority. If you carry a gun without military wear, handle it. Automatically, this handle. Even if you're a general, man, you will see this handle. But they see the uniform, even if they're armed by the way, identify as a military person. So when you put away the uniform, a better position for the present. Or it can be anything. You still play the kind of system because already you have the air. But when you put on the rain, only the men are asking questions, women are not here. Yeah? What men can do, women do better. So you don't say it here. No question from him. All satisfied. What a shy question. Yes?
One.
Why is this company selling the books? Our competition should not be material. We should compete, but not material. I want to distribute books more than all of you so that everybody will glorify me and condemn me. That is not. That's material. The competition is good that I want to do 100, I want to do 100, I want to do 200 good. It's a challenge, we can do more. Because if the challenge is not there, we don't put our energy into it. If there is a challenge, you do more. But not to defeat you. Just to do more. That is our own competition. It's different from the material competition. Material competition is to bring you down, so I can stand. But my standing up is to bring you down. That's material. It's not our system. We compete to challenge ourselves so we can do more. And everybody feels happy about it. Not that, oh, the whole world now loves me and I don't know. It's not like that. And it is not that because you have distributed moguls and all that, you have become the pure person. It doesn't mean that. It may be a material ability. And that person is genuinely trying his or her best. They not distribute that much at some time. But it's more sincere in the house. Christian is a Christian will take. Christian will take the one who is very sincere and trying his or her best more than a person who has an extra ability and is doing that with ego. In this movement, most of the greatest book distributors left this movement. Look up on that. They left the movement. The one who got the pride was the highest book in the world. They left the movement. I'm sorry. They left the movement. And many others. So our things are not material. Even though it look alike, but it's not material, it's different. The intention is different. The goal is different. This is just a sign. Not prestige, just a sign. So there should be competition, sweet competition, not for defeat. And take the credit. Yes, it's me. If nobody distributes with you, how will you, if you're only person distributing books, even if you are giving 1 million, how will you know that you are the best? If nobody distributes with you. You understand? So the person who distributed less and make you be the highest distributor has supported you, because if he didn't distribute, how will you know you are the best? The person has helped you. Therefore, the person who distributed less is important also. Like, one who distributed most is important. Both of you are important. And the one who is more sincere and best. Even if you don't distribute as much. So sometimes we feel, oh, I don't want to go, so if I distribute less, everybody look at me. Don't feel like that. Don't look at me. Even if it's one book, you are doing it. So like what is this? That's what you mean. Grab back. And you save one person today. That is great. He won't say, oh, what did you give me? He won't say that. He's happy. Right? Have another thing. I think I'm ready for you. Is there anything?
It's 11:30.
Yeah. What is that doing yet? Everything you want to do for that.
Sorry?
You have other things to do now.
Just open to you, whatever you want.
You don't want to do it?
Yeah. Basically, that's the main reason for today's program was just what we did, like sharing the experience of the situation. Mm-hmm. And the second part was that, since the beginning of this group, it's like me and Asif Krishnaprabhu, like we are coordinating everything. So basically, today's program is like they have organized it. I just coordinate something, and this month's day book distribution, it is them who is organizing it, the Harina Network. So they have like just started taking initiative, and also just like motivate all
okay.
To start the taking the lead, because sooner or later you won't be here. You're the next.
Very good.
Just to inspire and encourage them
all.
Give a thought.
Very good. Because you will know a leader. You know a leader. Not because of his experience in leadership. No, you're not a leader. A leader is one who also makes leaders. That's a leader. It's very important that they are doing like this and training you so you can also do this. Is very, very good. Succession. It's our main concern is on succession. And it's going to be very important. It's going to be a year now. Succession. Very good.
Is there any difference between the books and the Bhakti Godhead magazines?
The same. The same. It's the Prabhupada started from Bhakti Godhead. I was distributing in India for years. Then to the US. Then he also printed Bhakti Godhead magazine. That was what they started with for Maharaj magazines. Then books came in. Yeah, you said whatever books, whatever they also distribute. This book, or it was in magazines, or you know, Bhagavatam said, Chitta Chitta, yes. This is good. Some people have experience in some of the books, are very experienced. So some people are very experienced in people's. I want to say, yes, powerful. Lessons in life. And the good voice is the best of it. Small voice is good. It is good. Yes, well, big books, big, big ones. Yes. So people have different things. So I live only in the Sibu Palace, and it's a couple of years. And here also in the Sibu Palace. I don't know, I don't know if it's in the process. Magazines and things. So it's a Sibu. Any book you have available, you see. This book. Have a question? Yes.
If someone is distributing a book like Bhagavatam and the person asks about what is in this book, then what should be the reason?
Bhagavatam, this is a Vedic encyclopedia. Everything that you want to know in this forest is like that. You see, when you look at Bhagavatam, so Bhagavatam translated Nigama. Nigama, Bhagavatam translated is one mantra. One mantra. Nigama, Bhagavatam said the Vedic literature. The Vedic literature. He's correct. Nigama, the Vedic literature. Why? Because the Bhagavatam contains everything, mathematics inside, metaphysics inside, mathematics inside, geography is inside, history, everything is inside. And the natural bomb, atomic bomb, all of it are from inside Bhagavatam. From inside, so Prabhupada said, Nigama, the Vedic literature. That is a book that contains everything that we need to know. Like you have this note, this will give you everything that you need. So it's part of it. So if you have this, you have Krishna in your heart. There is nothing outside. It is nectar to me. Done by those who are very fortunate. Any information about that? You can take that. Just keep the book alone and have your keeping place there, have a date in the house.
What should be read first, the Krishna book or the Bhagavad? What should be read first, the Krishna book or the Bhagavad?
Prabhupada printed this book before Bhagavatam. Read about Bhagavatam. He printed the first of the first. Bhagavatam should be read from the beginning, from Canto 1 to 10. Systematic study. Systematic study of Bhagavatam. Why we should study from the beginning? The first, second canto of Bhagavatam is the Lotus Feet of Krishna. Third, fourth canto is the waist of Krishna. Fifth canto, sixth canto is the hands of the seventh canto, the canto is the neck of Krishna. Tenth canto, ninth canto is the neck of Krishna. Tenth canto is the sound of Krishna. 11 and 12 is Krishna's head. So it's a complete body. So we start from Lotus Feet. The idea is that when you start reading Bhagavatam from canto 1, to ninth canto. By then, you're supposed to be free from all dualities of it, completely. So we enter tenth canto, we are dealing with Krishna and Lotus Feet. That is purity. Now we are pure, completely pure. Of course, it's not completely like that, but that is a arrangement. You read from canto 1 to ninth canto, you are free. If you really study Bhagavatam carefully, devotionally, and without knowing Bhagavatam, you'll be free from all material things. Now you are pure devotion. So when you get to 10th canto, participating with Krishna and the pure devotees, not outsider. Now we're not participating, we are external. So when you hear activities of Krishna and the groups, God can do like this. Because you're not participating. So the idea is that we should be participating when we have studied to ninth canto, we should be participating for Krishna in activity. Because now we are pure. We'll enjoy it. So we don't hear Krishna's activities from outside. We are actually one of the participants. This idea. So we are enjoying that. If you are eating the same preparations with everybody, you feel envious? No. We feel envious when some preparations are not sound. So why is that not? This is what you said. If we are participating with Krishna, we are not external devotees, we are internal devotees, but we are following Krishna. It will be normal. It will be normal. Just like if you feel normal, eating the same person or anything. It will be normal. Nothing will be strange. No feel bad. So, it is forbidden to join the tenth temple. Our chariot said it is havoc. Come on, people do that. They'll jump to the 10th temple. They'll destroy themselves because they're not on that level. If you don't know how to swim and you jump inside the river, what happened to you? You'll drown. So, if you're not a pure devotee and you want to participate with that activity, which is doing, that activity is not the material world. It's a pure, completely outside the material world. And we are in the material world, want to enter the end, we'll succeed. We will commit a lot of offenses. And then they'll say, destroy. But if we study from the beginning and the pure, purify, when we are there, no problem. Therefore, we should study what comes from the first thing. Get it have purified. Get our consciousness adjusted. So regulator. Regulator. You see the fan, not the regulator. Regulator is important in the fan, isn't it? So we have the regulating principles, very important, that help to regulate us and our jobs ourselves. When we are talking about fine tuning our station, So the regulation help us to do that. To study from the we can enjoy what Krishna. I don't feel otherwise. But Sagoba printed a 10th temple of Sagoba. The story of home. It's good. It's good. This morning we were discussing the issue of practice. What? To practice what? In the class? To practice, to practice, feeling celebration of Krishna. For that, I'm not even for salvation. To practice, feeling celebration of Krishna. How do you do that? You read Krishna book, it's all there. You read Krishna book. I feel all of Krishna and not. Yeah. We feel that our mission, we feel that the purpose of it. You can read. Very good to read Krishna book before you sleep, or you chant before you sleep. The last thing before you sleep. If you want to be Krishna conscious, you read Krishna book, especially for. So it's good for everybody, especially for people who don't have the consciousness, to prepare our consciousness so we don't have a nightmare. to do for headlining the Congress today, the lecture program. I just said it to Krishna, and see that Krishna was like giving instructions. For us to be able to come to that level, to read Krishna, on his chant, because the year lecture of Krishna, the last year, you give the concept of prayer. So we have Krishna book, can you read? This is a monetary story from the beginning.
Bhagavad Gita, what should
we tell people? Bhagavad Gita is a manual that Krishna has given to us. After Krishna created this material world, he did not leave it like that, go and suffer there. Krishna didn't say like that.
In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent four generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu. And bless them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation."
Is it Bible? Yes. So this is a manual Krishna gave to us. Krishna gave us blessing. Be thou happy by this jadya. Its performance will bestow upon you all desirable things to make you live peacefully in this world and obtain liberation at the end. In the manual, Krishna gave to us. So, if we don't study Bhagavad Gita, we will never be happy. If you like, get the whole money in this world, get the whole men in this world, get the whole women in this world, get the whole. Think the whole world that you have made, you remain miserable until you study Bhagavad Gita. Yes, our Bhagavad Gita will give direction, give the direction. The Krishna is used to show us how to live in this world. So, whatever position you may be in this world, without our Gita, useless. Study Gita. Everybody is in the Gita. And there will be nothing disagree on that day, it doesn't matter. Everybody is studying our Gita. Until human beings come to study our Gita, our life will not be successful. Only if we study Gita. Gita will give us, use the word with satisfaction without the eye of the scripture. You can see exactly things as they are. Compulsive. The same thing. Gita gave a lot of everything to do with yoga, about karma, about gyan, about bhakti, everything. It's a playbook. So it's so happy to have knowledge of who we are, who Krishna is, what is this material. So this good Lord Gita to everybody, especially this month, December, this Lord Gita appeared for the benefit of the whole world. How many people know this book in the whole world? How many know this book? That Krishna has our welfare in his mind and has given this opportunity for us. We're not cooperating with anybody. Krishna says we should cooperate with anybody. We should cooperate, but we're not cooperating. That's a problem. So we have to remain in our people. Right? Our duty is God. In a school, you have so many subjects, all your days, right? So how do you do that? You have timetable. Understand the reason to do this. So if you want to succeed, you should have timetable. You need the word for you. Thank you. So you have timetable. And our material and spiritual life will balance it so that one does not overlap each other. We should have the time to do our studies. We should go to school so that people don't say these are guys are lazy people. We should be full study. They are lazy. I don't want to make people lazy. For them, we should study nicely. And because majority of you are going to get married, we should have education, we should have some. And maintain. So it's important to do that, but not at the expense of our spiritual life. You should also do that. If you will do your job nicely before you do your studies, you will understand very easily. You understand very nicely. If you don't do job nicely, it will be difficult for you to understand your studies. Japanese, how was it? We should time ourselves so that we know what to do at the given time. And that also helps us to remain fixed in our Christian consciousness. So we don't have time for Maya to come into our life. When we are occupied, we have every given time we have something to do, we are occupied. So there's no time for Maya. If we have spare time, that is for mine. You can bestow us. What's good for us to do? Have time to do. Said, you should read every human being must read the whole Gita every day. 700 days every day. You cannot have. Not a trouble. Is it difficult? I have a friend who recites the Gita every day. Every day. He's a housewife. Not that. She's empty. She's a housewife. There are many things you can have. What she can. Every day is a recital. Every day. But it's very fast. It's very experienced. Because I've been for years in the recital. That is the condition for me. Like I found it. Every day, every human being is from there. But if you at least one soul a day. That's very difficult. One soul a day. Yes, how you can do it. It's a matter of planning. Once you get a day, then you can do anytime. You don't have to have a special opportunity. In the past, go to the car, you can do that. In the street, you can do that. You have a side. You get it. So you do that. You can do 12 hours, it's okay. Do less than 12 hours. Find time to do some reading. Next time we will be discussing about reading, studying the books. The next time, studying the importance of studying the books. We talk about holding them now, studying the books.
Maharaj, you said that when we are distributing the books, we are distributing knowledge. So sometimes people will say that, hey, you're distributing knowledge, then why do you take money? So what would you say?
The money is not for the knowledge, not the knowledge which is inside the people. The money is not. Every sincere person will know that the 20 rupees will not make money. It is to help us to print more. So you can print more. Not for the knowledge inside the book. The knowledge in the book is priceless. It's priceless. A common book in the market, if you want to check the quality compared to our own books, it's less. It's less. So you're not for the books. I'm not collecting money for the books. Because even when you put the price tag on it, some people still do that. You forget. Like I did a story the first time before. It's all my experience. I wanted to maintain that standard. Like Christian told me that it must break. I was very disturbed the whole day. But the whole day I couldn't disturb it. If it is for money, Christian will be happy. Yeah, this is an astute. What is this person? Yeah, it's stupid. But this time you do that. See, you're nonsense. Why do you do that? Give him a chance to get access to me. What is money? See, not for the book, it's not for the knowledge. It's not for the knowledge. It is to help us continue. No, so if you can help us, then you will have us. If it is for the knowledge, who will pay? Who will be able to pay for that? If you collect, if you don't collect money from people, they will not value it to us. They all exist. Come on. To collect money from them, for a few years, it's value. And you just only cost if you pay them or something like that. That you value it for a better money. So, good distribution. Very important. Part of the seven purposes of this one. This one is created for this, to fulfill the mission, this, the purpose of this movement was to distribute books. If we are member of this movement, then we should fulfill the purpose of the movement by distributing books as much as possible. For giving people not an opportunity. Even someone who touched the book without buying has potency, has mercy, has mercy. You get purified. So someone take the book and redeem it and touch it, you get more. In passing that approach, we get more. So we do humanity good by distributing books. For money, distributing these books is not the best way to make money. The bigger business you can do, that you can get bigger money than this. A business you do, collect 20 rupees in the table, somebody at home. At home. One of the great personality power from the spiritual world is the moving in the street. It's good that that time, what people are disputing, you're not even a complaint, but what it is, some few pages will come to see that. The importance is great. Supreme presence is great. God has that. So the religion is even most very, very great in this period. So some contemporary practice is the word of God. We do that in most of the standard of God. Then power. My good day is put in boots and Papa cried. This boy, black, not at that time in Russia, anything from America is a crime. You can't be it. American teaching that in Russia, you be jailed. Right from America, in his devotion books, also everything he did was completely forbidden in Russia. And he was doing all that. Very difficult situation he faced. And he arrested many times in jail, many times. As soon as he released, he would go back to the one of his grandmothers, they were in Russia. They were in Russia. They were in Russia. All of them were arrested. He said he's risky, but he put his head there. They were arrested. When they were released, everybody wants to look at what's he going to do next. What's he going to do next? He is going to do another one here. Everybody was scared. But he was carefree. But this is what he wants. You see, the sacrifice he made, Russia is the best place for a person to do. His process is growing in Russia more than other places. Because it's sacrifice. The enemy sacrifice. So Papa was very happy with him. When he was looking at his cause, he was spoken every day. I was calling him. When he came from Papa, Papa said tears. And from Buddhism, want to please Papa Meriti, and he's taking interest in this situation. In this opinion,
thank you very much, Maharaj, for your inspiring speech and for motivating them. We just hope that we get many of them to come forward and like carry on the legacy. So we'd like to thank His Holiness Bhaktidev Damodar Maharaj by saying Hari Bol three times.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!